Chapter 5. Lexi put the pastry box that held an assortment of day-old pastries from her bakery on Nan's dining room table and opened the lid. Nan's, Ida, Ruth, and Helen peered into the box.
"Oh, what a lovely assortment," Ida said, choosing a pecan roll.
"You brought my favorite, pistachio biscotti."
Helen gingerly removed one of the crunchy biscuits from the box and put it on her napkin.
"You know I love eclairs. How can I resist?"
Ruth bit into the chocolatey confection with gusto.
"Really, Lexi, this is too much,"
Nan said, picking a cheese Danish out of the box.
"All this fatty food will harden our arteries."
Lexi noticed the threat of hardened arteries didn't stop any of them from taking a bite of their pastry as she picked a cream cheese brownie out of the box for herself.
"I found some exciting information on Nunzio."
Nans pushed her Danish aside and pulled the iPad she had sitting on the table in front of her. She tapped a few keys, then turned the screen to face the rest of them.
"Look at these newspaper articles. He was arrested quite a few times on various charges, but they never stuck. Of course, that was decades ago. But still, I think it proves there could be an organized crime angle to the case."
"All the more reason to stay away from it,"
Lexi mumbled around a mouthful of brownie.
"Oh, no, dear. That's what makes it exciting."
Nans's eyes sparkled.
"Right, girls?"
Ruth, Ida, and Helen all nodded. Lexi rolled her eyes. Apparently, Nans wasn't going to back off on this one, no matter how dangerous it might be.
"But why would the mob take him out now? He hasn't been active in that business in a long time,"
Ruth said.
"Yeah, you'd think they would have had him rubbed out long ago if he was a threat, not wait until he was in his last years,"
Helen added, with an apologetic look toward Ruth.
"Well, that's just one of my theories," Nan said. "The other one, of course, is his family."
"Right. One should always look to the family first," Ida said. "That's what they do on TV and in the movies."
"Why would his family want to kill him?" Lexi furrowed her brow at Nan's.
"Money? Hatred? Revenge?"
Nan's offered.
"You know, all the usual reasons."
"Was there any tension in the family?"
Helen asked Ruth.
"Did anyone hate him?"
"I don't think so. He never mentioned it, although he did say some of his relatives didn't live up to his expectations, and he was very disappointed in a few of them."
Ruth's brow creased.
"Seems to me there were a couple that were always looking for money."
"Aha, that could be a reason for killing him and searching his condo," Ida said.
"I suppose, but that seems rather drastic, especially during a big family reunion week,"
Ruth said.
"We need to talk to the family. Feel them out. Try to figure out if anyone would have killed him," Helen said.
"Maybe we should have a little memorial here for Nunzio and invite them."
Nan's eyes lit up and she clapped her hands together.
"That's a great idea," Ida said. "Lexi could cater it."
Lexi's stomach felt queasy. "Oh, no," she said, holding up her hands. "I don't want anything to do with this."
"Lexi, we wouldn't dream of having anyone but you cater it," Nan said. "Think of how good it will be for business."
Lexi wrinkled her brow. She was always looking for ways to get new customers. But ending up on the radar of the person who killed Nunzio Bartoli didn't seem like a good way to go about it. On the other hand, she found it almost impossible to say no to Nans.
"I'll think about it."
"Great," Nans beamed at Lexi. "We also shouldn't forget about considering the organized crime angle," Ida said. Yes, we should put out some feelers to our informants and see if anyone suspicious has come to town in the past few days.
Nance added. They had informants? Lexi narrowed her eyes at Nance. She was about to ask what kinds of informants they had when a police siren outside the window caught her attention.
What's that? Ida said, getting up to look outside. Looks like someone's car got broken into.
Everyone rushed to the window. Below, Lexi could see a late model black Lincoln Continental sitting in the parking lot with the front door open. A police cruiser was parked at an angle to it. A tall, round woman with flashy jewelry and a flowing leopard print top over tight black capri pants stood next to the car, gesturing wildly with her arms. Lexi cast an admiring glance at her impossibly high platform shoes.
What's she saying?
Helen asked. Nance unlocked the window and pushed it open so they could hear what was going on.
This is my father's car. Look at the window. It's been smashed. God only knows what's been taken. I want to know what you are going to do about this.
The woman yelled loudly, standing only inches from the police officer, her hands on her hips.
Ma'am, please calm down.
The officer tried to steer the woman away from the car, while the rest of the crew looked inside and performed various tasks that Lexi assumed entailed looking for fingerprints and evidence.
Hey, wait a minute.
Ruth pushed Ida and Nance aside so she could get a better look.
That's Nunzio's car.
Ida narrowed her eyes, craning to see out the window over Ruth's head.
And apparently that must be his daughter. This is wonderful news, Nance said, rubbing her hands together.
It is? Lexi, Ruth, Ida, and Helen all asked at once.
Of course, she replied. This means that whoever killed Nunzio and searched his condo is still around. They didn't find what they wanted the first time, so they looked in his car. Hopefully, they didn't find it in there either.
Why do you say that? Lexi furrowed her brow. Her stomach roiled, knowing she wasn't going to like Nance's answer.
Because that means they will keep looking, and all we have to do to catch them is figure out where they are going to look next.